Let us start on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Seifa Amud. Boy minei Rav Chisde, mei Rav Sheishes. To bezu ubazu mahu. What is the halacha if a person made a mistake in Shemayne Esrei? He did not say Atachin Antonu. Ubazu, and he made a mistake in Havdalah. What is Pshat, a mistake in Havdalah? So the Rosh, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, says the halacha is one is not permitted to be toyim before Havdalah. And he was toyim before Havdalah. So he did two things wrong. He was not maskir Havdalah b'tfilah, and he was toyim before Havdalah alakos. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba says in this Gemara, and it's not only the Rashba, it's a Meiri and the Ritva, that he did Meloche before Havdalah, which is Amir de Kechidish Lahaloche. That means he forgot to say Atachin Anton and Shemayne Esrei. And he did something which he wasn't permitted to do before Havdalah. He did Meloche, or the way the Rosh learns, he was Toyim. Chayza L'Rosh. So he answered him, Chayza L'Rosh. That means like this, that since he started off the week with a double header, that means the Shemen Esrei, he forgot to say Atachin Antonu. And he ate before Havdalah, he did Meloche before Havdalah. So then it is not sufficient if he'll only say Havdalah alakos. Since he did two things wrong, so he has to be since he has to go back already, he has to be misakin, so now he has to be misakin everything, so he has to daven over again Shemayna Esrei, and he has to say again Havdalah alakos. The Bir Halacha brings down this Rashba, which is Amir de Kechidish. That means if a person forgot Atachin Antonu and he did a Malacha before Havdalah, he has to daven over Shemayin Esrei. And the Bir Halacha wants to say we don't paskin like the Rashba. I saw in the Birugai Halacha from Rabbi Chiel Silber, he wants to say could be the Rashba l'shitosoi, and therefore we don't paskin like the Rashba. The Rashba in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Nuno Medbeis, says that there is a iser to do meloche till he makes a havdalah gemura. That means either he says Atachin Antonu and Shemayne Esrei, or he's mavdil alakos. But stamazoi by saying baruch hamavdil ben kodesh lachoil, one is not permitted to do meloche. That is the shitas Rashba. He brings the Ran in Shabbos, disagrees with the Rashba. And the Ran says, if he says, Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh Chol is permitted to do Meloche. So he explains, according to the Rashba, that one needs Havdalah to be Mater Meloche. So then we can understand, To Bizu Ubizu. By doing Meloche before Havdalah, so that's called it's a Tois in the Havdalah, because you need Havdalah to be Mater Meloche. So therefore the Rashba holds that if he did Meloche, if he was not Mavdol B'tfilah, and he did Meloche before Havdalah Lakois, he has to go back to Shemayin Esrei. But since we hold that one is permitted to do Meloche even though did not make a Havdalah Gemura, by saying Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol, one is also permitted to do Meloche. So the Meloche, the Asiyas Meloche, is not called Tor Bezu. It's a tois in the Havdalah alakos. You don't need Havdalah b'chlal to be mater meloche. So therefore, l'alocha we hold, if he did meloche before Havdalah, as long as he was not toyim before Havdalah, he's permitted to say Havdalah, and he doesn't have to go back to Shemayna Esrei to say Atachin Antonu. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Omalei Ravina l'rove hilchesemai. Now, the Shaila is, we hear there, Amachloikis and Daf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph. What was the Takone? Was the Takone that Hamavdol Betfile Tzorich Sheyavdol Alakois? That means, the Takone was The Gemara brings before that there were tkufis by Klal Yisrael. When they came back by the Bayi Sheni, the Anshei Knesset Agdoila were mesakin that they should only be mavdol b'tfilah, because they did not have enough panose to buy wine to make Abdullah alakos. Later, when they became wealthy, so there was a takona, they were only mavdol alakos. Now, afterwards, when they became again poor, now there's a shail in the Gemara. One man, the Yoma, held that they remained now both halachas, hamavdol b'tfilah tzorich sheyavdol alakos, and one makes a double havdola, havdola b'tfilah and havdola alakos. And one man, the Yoma, holds that no, one can only make one havdola. It is preferable to make the havdola b'tfilah, because if you make the havdola b'tfilah, even though the havdola alakos is more mehudadik, but by making the Avdola Betfila, you are sure that you made Avdola. If you don't make Avdola Betfila, you might forget to make Avdola Alakais. So Al Koponim, one man the Yama holds that one has to make two Avdolas, Sai Betfila and Sai Alakais, and the other man the Yama says one only makes one Avdola, and preferably the Avdola should be Avdola Betfila. Amalei Ravina Lerove Hilchesemai. What is the Halacha? Does one make two avdolas, or does one make one avdola? Omalei ki kiddush, that the seder is like kiddush. Ma kiddush, afal gav de mekadish bitzloiso, mekadish akasa. Af avdola nami, afal gav de mavdol bitzloiso, mavdol akasa. So he's machia lahaloche, that by avdola there's two amires. There's amire bitzvile, and there's amire There's Amira Alakois, similar to Kiddush. There's a famous Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram brings a raya from this Gemara that one is Yaitze Kiddush Mishmaina Esrei. And that what one says, the Nusach of Bochat Hashem Mikadish HaShabbos, he's Yaitze Min HaTorah Mitzvahs Kiddush. The Gemara seems like a Yaitze. Even though the Achronim Eskakasha, the Gemara says that one has to be Masker Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, and in Shemayna Esrei there's no Haskor of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a problem. The Minchas Chinuch has this Kasha, the Bi'aloch has this Kasha. But Al Koponim from the Gemara we see, either we don't Paskin according to that Man the Yomar, or it's only Al Chatchila the Kedin, or we're Soymech on the Haskor of Yitzias Mitzrayim that is said in Kriyishma, but Al Koponim we see from this Gemara that one is Yaitze Mitzvah Kiddush in Tfilah. And the Gemara says that Havdolah is similar to Tfilah. That just like, it's similar to Kiddush. That just like by Kiddush, there are two in Yonim, so the two Aifanim how to be Mekavish, one Betfilah and one Alakais. So the same thing by Havdolah, there's also two oifanim, the way the Havdolah should be said, mitchila betfila v'achakach alakos. The tzlach is ma'ira, why is it that the Gemara knew bepshitis that kiddush, the zichet to kiddushim, and by Havdolah there was a pilpul. So he says one of two mahalchim, loy mi boy according to the poiskim, that Kiddush ala Yayin is min ha-Toyre, that's Rashi Shite in Masechtas Nozir, or even though it's not min ha-Toyre, but Kaponim is Asmachte min ha-Toyre, the Gemara Darshins from Zohar Eshayma Shabbos L'Katshay, there's a Din Schire, and by Yayin it's a Zichroi Ki Yayin Alvonoin. So we see, so Chazal said that the Schire of Shabbos should be B'yayin. So Koponim there's Asmachte. So by Kiddush, there never was a Shaila in the Gemara. If they did have Panos, if they didn't have Panos, there's an Asmachte that Kiddush has to be Al Hayayin. So that's why they always knew there's two Kiddushim. There's a Kiddush B'Tfilah, which comes automatically, because in Tfilah we're Maski Kiddush Shabbos. Then there's a Kiddush Al Hakos. But by Havdolah, which we don't have an Asmachte, so then the Gemara had a pilpul. Could be, since it was chazer vehenu, they did not have enough panose for yain, so could be there's a svorah, they were misakin, you only make One, Havdalah. Havdalah b'tvila is sufficient. That's if you learn that the Kiddush Alayim is a deraisa or an asmachta. But he says, could be you could say another svara. You could say, because Kiddush, one could be yaitze and pass also. One can make Kiddush and pass. So, an Avdoli can make on Pass. So Pass, one definitely needs on Shabbos, because he can't be Yaitze Suda Shabbos without Pass. So by Kiddush, even we'll say that it was Abazundra Takona from Anshe Knesset Agdoila, that Kiddush should be said twice. So the Takona was because by Shabbos, Yuzicha have to have Al Koponim Lechem in order to be Yaitze Sudi Shabbos with the Lechem. So with the Lechem, you can be Mekadosh al Lechem also. So therefore, when they were Misakin, that you make two Kiddushin, so by Kiddush it was Poshet that way. Because Al Kochach, they'll have to afford Lechem. Havdalah, there was a Shaila. Could be, since Chazru Vehenu, so could be, you cannot be, that they weren't Misakin, that you should say two times Havdalah. That's why the Gemara says no, that the Tatakona of Havdalah is consistent with the Tatakona of Kiddush. Rabbi Elazar Oimer Behoido. Rabbi Elazar says that we had 3 days in the Mishnah where we mention Havdalah. The Chachamim hold Bechoinen Hadoas. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Oimer Brocha Revius Bifnei Hatzma. It's not put into the Brocha of Chaynen Adoas, it is a special Brocha. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Behoido. Rabbi Lezer says it is put in Moedin. That are the 3 days in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Behoido. Rabbi Zeire Haverochiv Chamre. Rab Zeira was writing a chamoir, have a koshokul va'ozul Rabchia Bar-Ovin Basrein. Rabchia Bar-Ovin was walking after him. Omalei, he asked him, vadai de amrisu mishmei de Rab Yochanan haloche ki Rab Elezer biyontav shechaliyo is achar ha-Shabbos. Is it true that you said over b'shem Rab Yochanan that haloche is like Rab Elezer? Beyontev Shchali is Acher HaShabbos. That means as follows. Says this. Normally, we pass them according to the Chachamim. That we say Havdalah in Chaynin Ados. Because Fakert, the Gemara says reasons, because why Havdalah comes. Vitoich Shehi Chochme Kavua Bebirchas Chochme. The Indian to be Mavdal Ben Kodesh Lachoyl is a Tvar Chochme. To be makir the chshivas of yei menuches advar chochme, the Rabbeinu Yonah says. So therefore, it was put mchein in hados. So that is dafke by Havdalah of the weekdays. But if you have that yom tevach haShabbos, so you don't have a brocha of chein in hados. So he asked him, vadei d'amrisi mishmei d'Rab Yochanan haloche k'Rab Elazar. Then in yom tev, since we don't have a brocha of chein in hados, so then we paskin, you said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan halachik Rabbi Elazar, that you make b'yontev shchali yisachar haShabbos. That means you say a special broche for Havdalah. They are very complicated girsoy, so but let us go the way it says in our Gemara. Amalai in. Yeah, that's true. Paskin b'yontev shchali yisachar Shabbos, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. So then the Gemara is Akasha Haloche Mechlal de Pligi. It would seem that we have a pupil over here, that Yontev Shechali is Lachar Shabbos, we have a Shaila, who we paskin. So, yes, do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar? So the Gemara says, sure, Veloi Pligi, the Zichamach Loikis, he's asking a legitimate question. Vapligi Rabbonon, the Rabbonon krieg with Rabbi Elazar, so he's asking Gashayla, how do we paskin by Yontev Shchali Yisach HaShabbos? So the Gemara asks, no, that's not true. Eime de pligi Rabbonon b'shal yemois ha-shona. The Rabbonon who disagree with Rabbi Elazar, that is davke b'shal yemois ha-shona. B'yontev shechaliyas achar ha-shabbos, mi pligi? I made him a Rebbe Lezer, holds you say it b'moidim, I'm sorry. So he said that since there's no atochenim, we say it b'moidim. So the Gemara says the Rabbanon also agree with Rebbe Lezer. Because the Rabbanon only said it b'shayim ha-yisar shone. But yontev shechaliyas achar ha-shabbos mi pligi. So Memele, so the Gemara is asking Yakasha, so why do you have to say halach? It would seem there's a machlokes, there's no machlokes. Everyone holds you say the Maida. So the Gemara says, I feel that is true, but you still have to say halach. Well, Poli Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds, that means if you say halach ke Rabbi Lezer, so you're saying you say it in Maidin. You did not say havdola abroche bifnei atzma. So you're saying halachi kerabeleza, v'loi kerabekive. So the Gemara says, otu kol ashone kule mi avdinin kerabekive. That is zichanat the shaila by us now. Do we paskin, do we do like rabekive the whole year, da hashte neku v'navid kevosei? Kol ashone kula my time of the nikrabekive the tamni sorry taken tishri loisikan. Why don't we do the whole year like rabekive and make a extra broche for havdole because we hold the takone was 18 broches and not 19 broches. So hochinami sheiv tikun tamni loitikun. So here also, by Yontav Shechalis Acher Shabbos, there's no reason that we should hold like Rabbi Kiva. Omalei, lav halochi itma, elo motin itma. He told him, it wasn't halochi ki Rabbi Elezer, no motin itma. Let us see what Rashi says. Beyontiv Shechaliyas Acher Shabbos, Hilchasamayim Avdol Betfilotzov Shiavdol Akaisaloi. Beyontiv Shechaliyas Acher Shabbos, She'ein Mispalalin Atochainen, Hochi Gassinin Haloche Michlal de Pligi, Veloi Pligi, Va Pligi Rabbonon. Eime de Pligi Rabbonon, Mishayim Aisashone, Beyontiv Shechaliyas Acher Shabbos mi Pligi, V'apoli Rabbi Kiva, otu kol ha-shone mi-yavdinen k'Rabbi Kiva, tahashte navid k'Rabbi Kiva. V'hochi pirush. Omer loy Rab Zeire asked Rab Chiya Barovin, haloche bechlal de pligi. As you're saying over that I said haloche, mit meye. Is there then a machloikis? Aporich ha-gemore, what is your kasha, Rab Zeire? V'loy pligi? Pligi Rabbona. So he said, no, they only are chaylik in Havdola Shel Chayl. Pligi Rabbi Kiva, loimra broche revius laatzma, vitzlich lemeime, haloche kerabaloza, lafuki mid Rabbi Kiva. Otu kol ashone kulumi avdini Rabbi Kiva, da hashte navid kevose, de itzterech lemeime, haloche kerabaloza. So what did he answer? He answered, Amalei lav haloche itma, elo motin itma. Haloche, so Rashi explains what is the difference in translation between haloche and motin. Haloche man diyoma haloche darshina lo bepilkin. That means we mefarsim the haloche is like Rabbi Lezer. O man diyoma motin means it's noite. Like Rabbi Lezer. Medrash loydar shinen berabim. We're not mefarsim berabim to do like Rabbi Lezer. Avol eiruyoy meirinen liyochid lasis Rabbi Lezer beyontev shchaliyos be'echad b'shabes. It's only an hoge for yechidim. Perhaps it's preferable for a yochid to do, but berabim we tell them to do like the chachamim. Oman de omar nirim. Eruyi nami loy moirinon, vi ovid loy madrinen uvde. Now, just to be ma'ira da oilam, the goin asks the kasha, the way this girsa is, so we have here a shtickle problem. Rabbi Zeire asked the kasha, Rabbi Zeire was the one that said over b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Vadi dem Riso Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan Halachik Rabbi Elazar. And he says, how could you say I said Halachik Rabbi Elazar? There's no machlaikis. And he explained, there's no machlaikis because the Chachamim don't disagree with Rabbi Elazar. And then he said, oh, Malay, he said, Lava Lochi Itma, Ela Motin Itma. So what does Motin Itma mean? So Motin Itma also means that there's a machlaikis. It wasn't a klor halacha like Rabbi Elazar. It's even worse. It enhances the problem. That means the rabbim, the oilam still assumes you do like the chachomim. In Misome, you say it in atavachal tonu, and for yechidim zehui. So this is shver. The way our girsa is. L'chayre, the motin itmo does not answer the kasha. So this the goyin asks. There's a whole complicated cheshbin with the girsois. About kaponim, the way it is by us, we have to know this is shver. The itma Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi omar mishum rabbeinu. Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi said, mishem rav haloche. V'omri lo motin. Others say that Rav said Moten. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Moidim. Rabbi Yochanan said Moidim. That what? Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that the Chachomim are Moide. This whole people we had before. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Moidim. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Omar Nirin. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said Nirin. And Omar Rab Zeiren Nekoit Rab Chiyah Bar Abba B'yodcho. Mestome Rab Chiyah Bar Abba is correct. The Dayik V'gomar Shmaitze Mipume De More Shaper Ki Rechove De Pumpadise. He's a Meir De Kedaykin like Rechove from Pumpadise. Now there's also a problem over here with Girsois, but the way our Girsa is, so we also have a problem. Before it said, Rabbi Zeira said Motin Itma. So Rabbi Zeira was the one that said B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Motin Itma. Now Rabbi Chiya Bar Abin says B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Nirin. And Rabbi Zeira says Nekoit the Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba B'Yotcha. It's also a problem. The Rishash, not to speak about this. It's a very complicated cheshbon over here to be Miyashiv the Girsois. About Koponim, we hear from over here that Rabbi Chiya Bar Ovin is a daikin. He's a daikin ki Rechove de Pumpadise. Rechove was famous as a daikin. And he says, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba is like Rechove. The Omar Rechove, where do we see the daikonis of Rechove? Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Rechove said over for Rabbi Yehuda, ha rabayis stov kofol hoyo, or yestov lifnim mistov. Before we'll see how Rashi learns Pshat, what the daikonis was, but it seems in this, Rechove said, here we see the daikonis of Rechove. The Goyim wants to say Pshat that the daikonis is as follows. Rechove heard from Rabbi Yehuda, Har Habayis Stov Kofol Hoye. Now, Stov is a type of benches which surrounded Har Habayis. Rabbi Yehuda said, Stov Kofel hoye. It's a stuff kofel. So the kofel, Rechove did not understand what Rabbi Yehuda meant. It could mean stuff kofel means the benches had a double thickness, but there was one row of benches. There was you could say another pshat, there were two rows of benches. So Rechove asked Rabbi Yehuda, when you said stuff kofel, what did you mean? So he told them, stuff lifnim is stuff. So he told them that, I mean, there were two rows of benches. So whenever Rechove said over from Rabbi Yehuda, so he realized, since he himself didn't understand what Stav Kofel is, Stav Kofel could have two translations, so Rechove would say over the way Rabbi Yehuda explained it to him, for Yestav lifnim mistav, the godless of this, we have to realize, Kol HaTeira Kula was Baal Peh, and he had remembered this Nekude, that Stav Kofel could have a different meaning And he said this over, so this was considered a gewaldike daikonis from Rehove. Omar Rav Yosef. So now we hear here a whole bunch of shittas, what to do by Yontif Shchaliyas Lacha Shabbos. Haloche, Moidim, Moirim, Motin, Nirim. Omar Rav Yosef, Ano loy hayedane, v'loy hayedane. Elo midarav shmul yadana. I know a different hanhoge. The tkinu lon maginise bebovel. They were misakin dovo yokar and bovel. But idiyenu Hashem olikenu es mishpatei tzidkecho. But lamdeinu las es chuki retzeinecho. But anchileinu zman isosein. V'chagin edove. V'terishenik v'dush shabbos v'kvoid moid v'chagigis haregul. And Dusha Shabbos and Dusha Shyomta, Vivdalta, Vishemesh Vimishesh, Meyamaisa Kidashta, Vivdalta, Vikidashta, Samcha Yisrael, Bektusha Secho, Vatitan Lono. So this is a new Mahalach, which was Niskan, the Bubble, Rabbeinus and Zachainovach's Ma'ira, Chachvul, we had an Omedalef that, the Havdolis were Niskan from Anshe Knesset Agdoile, but here we see something was Niskan, Bimei HaMeiroim, the Tefillah of Tedienu was Niskan Bimei HaMeiroim. Let us see Rashi. Nekoit Rab Chiya Barabba Biyotcho, Shehu Medagdek Beloshen Raboi, Vekoiveya Boi Simonim, Shlo Yischalef Loi Nirin Bemotin Oy Bemoidim. Rab Chiya Barabba is a Meire de Kedaiken, is equivalent to Rechove. Shehoyo medagdeik veloshin rabbi. So Rashi says a different shot in the daikonis of Rechove. Va'oimer, what was the daikonis of Rechove? Stov kofel hoyo. He said over from the Rebbe, stov kofel. So what's the godless? So Rashi says, va'afol pi sheveloshin mishne keireyu itstabe. This is called, it's not called stov. Stov is not the Loshna Mishnayis. It is called, it's tab, it's called a bench. Psochim, or besuke, or gave it's tab. Who digdeik beloshin rabbi, veloi omar it's tab kfula hoiso. He did not say it's tab kfula, which is the common Loshna which is used from the Balea Mishneh. No, since the Rebbe said stov, so he has it over the Loshen of the Rebbe, even though it wasn't the Loshen of the Mishnah. So that was the Daikonis of Rechove. Yesh Paisrim, others want to say the Daikonis of Rechove in a different Nekud. Hoda Rechove mid'oma Rebbe Yehuda. He said, Rebbe Yehuda, the Dayek Sveiki the Rabbe say. Now we can find out who said this? Imi de Rebbe Yehuda, Imi de Rav Yehuda. So he was very metaidic. He said Rebbe Yehuda. So I know clear who he said this from. The koshali migavotuve chode de rechove loyro Rebbe Yehuda miyama. It can't be mechal Rebbe Yehuda. Omar rechove Omar Rebbe Yehuda. He's saying over Omar Rebbe Yehuda. He never saw Rebbe Yehuda. You're saying over something, so you have to say who you're saying it from. This is not a godless of Rechava. It seems it says that he was medayik lishna de shmaitze. So by stois that was the godless of Rechava. Stav kofel, it's tabois, zulifnim, mizu, behekif, igul, leishif, shom, there were benches surrounding harabais. Loi hayedana, loi nirin, veloi moidin, veloi motin. But idienu, loime bemokin, batitan lonu, or shigia, ben kdusha shabbos, and kdusha shyontav, ivdalto, Vikidash is Hamasov Dushsecha, Yoimel, and we say this right before Vatitalon, Vatitalon Shamorkeinu, May Adam Masimcha, Messiah, Mekadish, Yisroel, Vahazman. He puts this in the
the bracha that's masker the kedushas hayoyim. The Rosh and the Rif start off the next Mishnah. We have here on the side, means we're missing something. Ha'oimer, let's see, on the right side, it's brought on the Girse from the Rif and the Rosh. Ha'oimer, Yevorchucha Toivim, Hareizu Derech Minus. The Rabbeinu Yoina has two pshotim. What is the translation of Yevorchucha Toivim? Whatever it is, it's minus. So let us see the first pshat. The first pshat, he says, Sherotza Loima, this person is saying as follows. This is in the Rabbeinu Yoina, Chavdaf of Gimel Amet Beis, Bedafe Horif. On the Mishnah. Ha'oima Yevorchucha Toivim. Yesh Meforshim, Sherotza Loima, who should be mevorech the Rabbeinu Shloilam ha-toivim sheheim ha-tzadikim yevorechu oischo avol lo yorishoyim v'rishoyim, it's not choshuv their broche v'ze derech minus shenirish ha-tzadikim nivru bulvad l'chvoid ha-shem l'kilusoy. It would seem only the tzadikim are created to bring about kvoid shemayim u'lekalis v'lo yorishoyim. Valkain einam chayovim levolchoy. Therefore, they're not mechuyim levolchoy. The einay kain shekol ma shaboa kodesh bochu lechvoidei borei vekulam chayovim levolchoy. So that's why it's minus. I had a shaila. I didn't find anyone should be meira the shaila, but I'll kapon him. I'll share the ha'ora with the ilam. There's a medrash in a Vayikra Rabba Parsha Tezayin Ois Dalit. So there it says as follows: Omar Rab Levi, Motzinu Betoire Neviim Uksuvim She'ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz B'Kilusoi Shel Adam Rosha. The Rebbeinu Shlom does not want the shvach in the praise of a Rosha. Mina Teire, it says, by a Metzaira, al Sofom Yate. He should keep his lips shut. So the Meforshim and the Medrash say, Yisger Svosov, v'lo yisaper chasodov. He doesn't, Rabbeinu Shlom doesn't want it to be merape the Metzaira, and he'll tell over the Shvachim, the Godless Hashem, the Chazdei Hashem. No, Yisger Svosov, v'lo yisaper chasodov. Mina Neviim, where do we see Neviim also? The Rebbeinu Shlom does not want that a Rosh should be Misapel Shvachov. It says Geichazi was telling over the accomplishments of Elisha. Vayehi hu Misapel LaMelech Eis Asher Hechye Es Hameis. And right afterwards it says Zois HaIsha V'zebno asher hechya. So something very interesting happened. As soon as he's starting telling over, the door pops open and the Isha Shenamis and the Ben come in. And the Medrash says, so what do we see from this? So the Medrash says, Afilu hoyu b'sayf oilam. They were b'sayf oilam. He sita kodesh bolchu kidei shelo yisaper oisai roshai. The Eibishter made a mess. He doesn't want that he should publicize, he should advertise the Shvachim of the Rabbeinu Shlom. The Geichazi should not be Mesapel b'Shvachay Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Eibishter made a mess that they came in, that they should relate what had happened. That's a Pasuk b'Neviim. B'Ksuvim Ula Rosha Omar Alekim Malucha Lasaper Chukai. That also Lasaper Chukai means also the Shvachim Chukai Shemaim V'oretz, the Shvachim of the Briye Malucha Lasaper Chukai. So I hear a Pesakashe. The Rabbeinu Yoina says that Amin says this. Zed Derech Min Shnir Shatzadikim Nivru Bovad L'Kvoid Hashem Ula Kilusai. The Medrash Taki says that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz B'Kilusai Shel Adam Roshe. So I had one of two alternatives. It could be Rashi in Megillah, when Rashi brings down the lashon of the Mishnah, Ha'ima Yevarchucha Toivim. So Rashi in Megillah says as follows: She'einai Koilo Rishoyim Bishvachai Shalmokei. It's only Yevarchucha Toivim. Rishoyim should not be Mishabeich the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and that's wrong. V'chachomim lamdu mechelbene shereichora, and we put the chelbene together with all the other samamonim. Shamatzrichin akosuv baharzoson liyoison baguda achas. That the Rabbeinu Shlom, for here we learn out kol tainis she'ein by mipoyshe Yisrael einoi tainis. The Rabbeinu Shlom wants, just like in the samamonim of the Ketores, the Rabbeinu Shlom stuck in the chelbene which is reichon ra. So the Rebbeinu Shlom says with a tainish that you should be Poshe Yisrael. That's the reason right before Kol Nidre, B'yeshiva Shalmaila, B'yeshiva Shalmato, Onam Matirnes Avayonim, who are matter that Avayon should be Mispalo. Forget in the Tainesim, when we Ma'il Rachmim, we want the Rishoyim also. So we want the Rishoyim together. So that's how Rashi says Pshat in the Mishnah. If a person says, Yivarchucha Toivim, V'loi Rishoyim, so that's Fakel from Das Teire. So it could be, the way Rashi says Pshat in the Mishnah, that we only want the Shvach of the Rishoyim when they are good Achas together with the Tzadikim. That means, the Medrash, Rabbi Levi said in the Medrash, Shena Kodesh Bochu Chofetz Bikilusei Shel Odom Roshe, that he doesn't want the Shvach of an Odom Roshe Mitzad Atzmoy. But together with Klal Yisrael, then somehow or other it evens out. Could be one teretz, or could be the Rabbeinu Yoina, when he says this pshat, he says, Shenirish HaTzadikin Nivru Bulvad L'Kvoid HaShem U'L'Kilusoi V'Loi HaRishoyim V'Alkein Einam Chayovim L'Volchoi. I think he's coming to conclusions. That means there's two things. Could be the Medrash is saying, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz B'Kiluson Shel Rishoyim, means he doesn't appreciate it. But Le'idach Gisa, to say that a Roshe is potel to make a broche, I mean, he's a Yid like all other Yidin. If it's appreciated, if it's not appreciated, Abba Kaponim is a Chiyah broche. He came to a conclusion, could be that is the derech minus. Either one of the two, or there's a third teretz. That's one pshat in the Rabbeinu Yoina pshat in the Mishnah. Yesh mefolshim toivim, and others learn pshat in toivim, oisom shehishpato lohem toive, who should bench the Rabbeinu Shlom, those who were nene, from the here panosa, the heim sveim, those are the toivim. Miloshin v'nizba lechem v'niya toivim. Those the bali panosa, they have a good life. Yevolchucha toivim. V'zed derech minus the mashmenei she'omra toira v'chalta v'savota v'irachto she'asveim yeshlam levorich v'lo yachirim. So be'emesim the. I mean, it's gerecht. Vachalta v'savota v'rachta, that's true. That's not derech minus. Only the sveim ha-mechuyiv to be mevorech. So it could be that the minim said that they brought a raya from v'savota not only on birchas ha-mozein, on all brachas. That's their conclusion. On all brachas, only the sveim ha-mechuyiv to be mevorech. And that is not true. That could be pshat. Or it could be the Taisus HaRosh Megillah says a different pshat. The meanest is, they say, v'chalta v'savota v'rachto, but Chazal wo mesakeni mevoich al kezayis v'al kebeye. So the meanest is that they're not seimech al divrei Chazal, al takonis Chazal. That's how the Taisus HaRosh is pshat in Megillah. Ha'aymer al kan tziper yagiyu rachamecho. Va'al toiv yizocher shemecho. Moidim, moidim, mishaskim oisai. So in all these cases, is mishaskim oisai. What does Rashi say? Ha'oime bitfilosai. Alkan tzipar yagiu rachamecha. Anoshim shoyemarim atzmom kimiskavnim lahamik beloshin tachnun. They wanted to be mamik in the tachnunim before the Rabbi Yisrael. Ha'oimrim rachum v'chanun ato. The Rabbi Yisrael is the rachum v'chanun. Va'al kan tzipar yagiu rachamecha. You had rachmonis on the kan tzipar. Shamalta shalayach ha'sa'im. So Fakert, that was the raya of the gewaldike rachmonis that Rabbi Shalom has. Or Aisha Aima al Toiv Shata Aisalonu Yizocher Shemecha. Aisha Aima Moidim Moidim. So in all these three cases, Mishaskin Aisha. So the Gemara says like this. Bishloime Moidim Moidim Mishaskin Aisha Mishum Demerze Kishtei Rishuyis. That's it. Two times moidim, so it seems there's two rishuyis, and he's moidim to both. Val toiv yizocher shemecho, nami mashma ala toive, veloy ala ro. That one should only demand the shem Hashem only al anad adovo toiv. Usnan chayv odom levoich ala ro, kishem shemavoich ala toiv. There's also achiv broch ala ro. So memeile, so you can't say al toiv yizocher shemecho. Elo al kan tzipa yagi rachmecho mai taime. But lechayre, do reta doch zum zach. He's saying, we see the gewaldike rachmonis Rabbi Yisrael her an a kan tzipa. Mai taime. Pligi bo trei amoiroi b'marove. So the machloik is two amoiroim that said what's wrong in this knetch in tefillah. Rabbi Yosi bar Rovin, Rabbi Yosi bar Zvide. Chad omar mibnei shematol kine b'maise bereishis. One man, the Yomar, says that by saying, al kan tziper yagir rachmecho, so l'maise, the whole din of shiluach hakan is only by a tziper tohire, not by a tziper tmeye, not by other meaning. So memele, the sorim, that's what the Sifse Chachomim says, pshat. Each mean, even every eser has a sar, a malach l'mayla mimenu. So if he'll be ma'ira b'tfilosoi, that on this mean, the Rabbi Nishloim had rachmonis, so it would seem on yene mean there's no rachmonis, so he's matal kine b'maise b'reishis, in the sorim shal mayla, is therefore, that's not the correct thing to do in tefillah. Not to be matal kina. So that's why it's not good. Chadoma, and another man, the Yomar says, Neisha oise midoisov shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmin ve'einom elog zeres. Let us see Rashi. Shematal kina loimar al eilechos, the Rabbi Yisrael made rachmonos on this mean, v'loy al shalbri yoisov. Midoisov, Rashi says mitzvoisov. Shoisov, midoisov, mitzvoisov, rachmim. Uleila rachmim also. The mitzvahs were not done l'shem rachmim. Elo lahatel al Yisrael chukeg zeroisov, loidia shehem avodov, v'shemrei mitzvoisov, v'gzeres chikoisov, afedvom shesh losotum lakum lahoshiv aleim, v'loima matzorech b'mitzvah zu. To elaborate a little on what the Gemara is saying over here, perhaps Shitas Rashi, the Ramban, Alatayr and Parshas Kiseitze, brings two pshotim in our Gemara. First he brings the Rambam Amayr and Nevoichim. The Rambam Amayr and Nevoichim explains the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. So the Rambam explains as follows. Ki yesh lebehemois daigo gedoila. A worry bird is, a bird also worries. It's not only, daige is not only miyuchis to balei seichel and balei das. Ve'ein hefrish bein daiges ha'odom ledaiges ha'behemois al b'neim. Just like a mother worries on the children, a behema also worries on her children. Ki avas ha'em livnei bitno, einenu nimshach achei ha'seichel v'hadibur. The ave is not derived from the seichel ha'odom,
or for the koyach hadibur, avol hu mipulas koyach hamachshove hametzuye bebehemes. So memele, so the same rachmonis kerachem of a boni mother, the rachmonis of a mother, that same rachmonis, the same feelings a behema also has. So memele, the Rambam says, so that's pshat in the mitzvah. When you're gonna take the bonim, v'sabonim, tikach loch, and the mother will see this is the hartsreisenish. You shouldn't do such a thing. So therefore, the mitzvah is shalach to shalach hasein. So what she doesn't see is nishkefelach. And then v'sabonim, tikach loch. That's what the Rambam says, pshat in the mitzvah. So this is very much, now we understand according to Rambam, akan tzipa yagir rachmecha, this is mamish the rachmonis of the rabbeinu shloilo. So the Rambam in Meirin Avoichim means, aye, the Gemara in Broche says nishtazoi. The Gemara in Broche says that, einem elegzeres, v'chad oimish oisem idoisem shal kadish bochu rachmim ve'einon elegzeres. So the Rambam says there's a machloikis in this. There is a man de yomar that holds ki ein tam le mitzvahs elo chayfetz haboyre. There is no reason for any mitzvah. It's only the Rabbeinu Shlom wants that we should do it. We are avodov. We should do what he wants. But there's no reason for the etzah mitzvah. So the Rambam says, there's such a man de yomar. Allah, we don't paskin according to this man de yomar. We paskin there is a tam le mitzvahs. And therefore, that is the time of Shiluach HaKam. It's very interesting. Why did the Gemara says, Pligi bo treya moiroi b'marove? Mean that one, the, that,